I guess there is a proposal by Xcel Energy to build a 700-megawatt gas-fired electric generation facility. Why not have that on the Western Slope? Not why not. Let's have that on the Western Slope.
That's Garfield County Commissioner Tom Jankowski. Last month, he urged the board to support a Mesa County letter to Governor John Hickenlooper requesting that an Xcel Energy natural gas-fired power plant be built in the Piance Basin. Jankowski and fellow Commissioner Mike Sampson want it in Garfield County, to be exact.
It would be another thing to give us some demand for our and stability for our natural gas. We all know that we're sitting on the second largest reserves in the United States, more than 100 trillion cubic feet of natural gas. That's in the Manco Shale. It doesn't even go into the Niobrara, which is also as rich. And so if we can get some things like this going on, that might stop some of the peaks and valleys we have and maybe stabilize for Garfield County our budgeting process.
But Mark Stutz, spokesperson for Xcel, told KDNK that the commissioner's request is premature.
We appreciate their interest in the process, and we understand their desire to see generation facilities spread equally among the state. It is probably from one perspective premature in that we do not even know at this point whether the Colorado Energy Plan is going to be up for consideration before the Utility Commission. So the item that they're pointing to, which is the 700 megawatts of natural gas, has not yet been approved for consideration by the Colorado Public Utilities Commission.
Stutz is talking about the Colorado Energy Plan, or CEP, which came out of a separate electric resource plan that was started last May. The CEP calls for renewable sources, natural gas, and the retirement of two coal-fired power plants in Pueblo.
The Colorado Energy Plan was filed at the end of August 2017. It has not yet been approved by the commission. They are still going through a process that will include evidentiary hearings February 7th to 9th, at which point they will decide whether or not to accept these potential goals as something that they will later consider in the electric resource plan.
In other words, the State Public Utilities Commission has not yet approved either plan and is considering this week whether to include the CEP in the main electric resource plan. So a natural gas-fired power plant is basically just an idea. Gwen Farnsworth, a senior energy policy advisor for Western Resource Advocates, says it's an idea that may not even be included in the final plan.
Given the very low bid prices that we've seen so far for wind and solar, and even when storage is combined with those resources, when the coal plants are retired, if the commission approves that, then most of the energy from those coal plants would actually be replaced by very low-cost renewable energy bids. And a gas plant would probably be the type of gas plant that's used for system integration and reliability, but doesn't burn gas that much. So it actually would overall reduce both coal and gas consumption.
She adds that even if the PUC approves a natural gas-fired power plant, there is no guarantee that it would come to the West Slope.
One of the things that will occur if the Colorado Energy Plan is approved is two power plants would shut down in the Pueblo area, and that actually creates some capacity space on the transmission system. And so if any new natural gas plant is built, it seems pretty likely that it could be located there.
Garfield County commissioners say a gas plant in the county would provide a market for Piance Basin natural gas, but Farnsworth says gas purchased for any natural gas plant comes from the market.
If Xcel builds a new gas plant or just renews power purchase agreements that are expiring with existing power plants, they would be buying the gas to supply those plants off of the market. So we couldn't really say that the gas is likely to come from a specific area like the Piance Basin.
Xcel solicited bids for all sources of electric power generation in August. The bidding closed last November. The Denver Post reported in January that based on bids Xcel received, wind and solar sources with storage are now cheaper than coal generation in the state. But, says Stutz, solar and wind are intermittent energy sources. Natural gas power generation is available 24/7 and doesn't need storage. Approval of the 2016 Electric Resource Plan still has a long way to go, and no one knows what the PUC will ultimately approve. But a public hearing on the Colorado Energy Plan is scheduled for today in Denver. For KDNK, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.